Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States stands in support of the people of Burma as they continue to protest the February 1st military coup that overthrew the democratically elected government of Burma, said State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We stand with the people of Burma and support their right to assemble peacefully, including their right to protest peacefully in support of the democratically elected government, the right to freedom of expression, including the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information both online and offline.
The United States has strongly condemned the February 1st coup and continued to demand the restoration to power of the democratically elected government, the release of all those detained, and the cessation of attacks on journalists, activists, and other civil society members. We have called for maximum restraint and made clear to the military junta that violence against the people is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. The United States has galvanized a broad coalition of partners and allies to press the military to reverse its actions. On February 11th, the United States sanctioned 10 current and former military officials involved in the coup and three Burmese extractives companies owned or controlled by the military. Furthermore, the United States is reviewing U.S. assistance that benefits the Burmese government. However, the United States is continuing our strong support for the people of Burma and humanitarian assistance, health care, civil society, and other programs that benefit the people of Burma. In response to the coup, USAID was immediately redirecting approximately $42.4 million of assistance away from work that would have benefited the government of Burma. These funds will be redirected toward activities that support the people of Burma by helping support civil society's capacity to guard democracy, bolstering independent media, and promoting peace and reconciliation in violence-affected regions. The United States will also continue to provide life-saving humanitarian assistance to Rohingya and other vulnerable populations. The United States will not waver in support for the people of Burma and their aspirations for democracy, freedom, and prosperity. That is our priority, said spokesperson Price. Standing with the people of Burma, together with our like-minded allies, our like-minded partners, leaving no doubt for the people of Burma as they continue to voice their aspirations for a return to democracy and take to the streets.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.